Back when.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
No, whatever. Just splooge.
Oh my god, we need to get this out. Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Who Back When, a Doctor Who podcast. I am Ponkin, you are...
I am the Flaphammer.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And we literally just saw the special announcement on BBC One revealing who the 12th Doctor is.
We stopped watching it like 30 seconds ago and started recording for your listening pleasure.
Immediately. Oh my god.
Okay, initial reaction.
Wait, hang on. Let's hear the reveal.
Here we go. The big reveal, the crunch moment we've all been waiting for. Joining us now, live in the studio, exclusively on...
Who Back When?
Please welcome the 12th Doctor, a hero for a whole new generation. It's... Peter Capaldi!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, what?
Okay, what? Okay, you first. We can't all speak at once.
Okay, yeah. No, you are... That's a very mature approach, Flappy. Okay, so check this out. Here's the thing. I have to come clean. Approximately 2 days ago, I had no fucking idea who this dude was. That is to say, I didn't recognize the name. I even tweeted, who the fuck is Peter Capaldi? But, I YouTubed him. I saw him from the thing. I don't know Peter Capaldi that much. But, I am super excited for two reasons. A, I want there to be someone who is very different from Matt Smith.
Yes.
Because I don't think that no one can fill Matt Smith's shoes right now. Oh my god, I'm so fucking excited right now. Like, my chest is about to explode. No one can fill Matt Smith's shoes, though. I think that it's a great idea that they pick someone who is entirely different. Someone who is older, someone who is a bit wiser, and who is, to be blunt, a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
we'll explore that a little bit further.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But
we should say, I mean, we did know it was going to be him.
Yeah, everyone knew
it was him. Everyone knew. Well, yeah. Anybody who'd been watching the bookies odds change, as I did every 10 seconds.
Yeah,
or so.
They stopped taking bets on Peter Capaldi being the 12th one, like, a week ago.
You could still get 20-1 on Damian Maloney, which I was holding out a little bit of hope for, but it's behind us. It's Capaldi.
Yeah. We've been talking quite a lot, actually, about, like, just speculating, who is the next Doctor going to be? And we had lots and lots of different suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one of them even remotely similar.
It's always the same. Every time that there's a new Doctor, like, time upon us, which obviously happens every 4 years or so, there's always a lot of guesses going on. There are some hot bookies favourites, and they never feature down the line, ever. I mean, there were some really disappointing-looking people on the list.
Oh, my God. If it had been that...
That guy from fucking... what was it? Like, Downton Abbey, that guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was just like, no way.
The guy who played the werewolf in Being Human, the original werewolf.
Oh, what? Russell Tovey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Dude, that guy couldn't act his way out of a sealed coffin. Open coffin, he couldn't act his way out of it.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, I hate him.
Well, I loved Being Human, and I also...
I love Being Human as well, he's the weakest link.
Yeah, but I thought he was also really good in his episode of Sherlock. I thought it was...
No, he was terrible in Sherlock. That's not what we're talking
shut
about.
Shut up, we're not
okay,
talking
what
about
is your first impression? Peter Capaldi is the new Doctor. Tell us.
My first impression is, my God, I didn't even think of anybody who could be that good. No, seriously, the people I was suggesting, like, they were good, but this, like, as we've been discussing, I think as a Doctor, you've got to do two very different things at once. You've got to be able to do the really silly bits, you've got to be able to make people laugh and smile with you, but at the same time, you need to have, like, this deep fire and ice thing.
Deep
fire and ice. And I think Peter Capaldi, like, as we've seen from the thick of it, he can bring a dark side.
See, I don't know him well enough. I'm not going to be looking at everything that features him.
Watch all of the thick of it. It's amazing. I mean, it's British political satire at its height.
Because here's my only concern. I need to put this to you because you know the thick of it much better.
Yeah.
But I YouTubed a few clips from the thick of it, and he was a complete bastard.
Yeah. Like, well, obviously, the YouTube clips they put together are just him swearing. I mean, he does swear pretty much throughout.
Constantly.
Yeah, and he's just really mean to cabinet ministers, and it's really funny. He's like a nightmare.
Do you reckon...
He's playing Alistair Campbell. You know Alistair Campbell?
No.
Okay. When the Blairite government came into power, like, they were just full of spin. Like, that was New Labour. It was just Labour with new spin.
Okay.
And they had this guy, Alistair Campbell, who Peter Capaldi, like, very much imitates,
oh, okay.
who's just a complete and utter wanker. You can still see him on TV now.
Like, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not from England, so it's not that strange that I don't know this. Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
Like, he's a complete and utter wanker. You can't trust anything he says. He's just, you know, he is only there to make people in the Labour government look good. He'll do anything. He'll kill anyone. He'll stab anyone
oh, really?
In the back to make things right for
I was
going to
say, is he like a foul-mouthed Stephen Fry from Absolute Power?
No, he's like... Anything you've said, he really, it's an iconic British TV character now. Like,
okay.
what Peter, like, most people in Britain will know
really.
Peter Capaldi. Like, it's, yeah. yeah, and he's like the front of the show, and he does it so very well. Like, he is evil.
Yeah.
Like, he is just pure evil.
I've seen him in other stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen him in American stuff as, like, the talking English
guy.
Well,
as we just said just before the filming of the show,
yeah.
World War Z.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, okay, but, you know, he has a small part in that.
Yeah.
It's,
well, I'm looking forward to seeing it even more now.
Don't look forward to it that much.
Is it not good?
Really, I went to see World War Z, like, expecting great things and came out with average things. Like,
have you read the book?
No, I didn't read the book.
I love the book.
Everybody read the book said, oh my god, like, this is going to change things.
Yeah.
And then they paid, like, $20 million just for the right to produce the film.
Yeah, no, I changed it entirely based on the trailer. This is not the World War Z...
Okay.
Podcast.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I'm so happy about Peter Capaldi. I think he's brought an element to the show I wasn't even expecting. I thought there was even an outside chance that they could cast somebody like Bill Bailey.
I know.
You know, like, who would
we
be...
We talked about this.
Yeah,
Bill Bailey was on our list.
Yeah, like, that it wouldn't have worked. He wouldn't have
but
been able to
do the people on our list were, like, really young actors who kind of fit the almost David Tennant type.
Yeah, well, it does seem that the Doctor was just getting younger and younger and
younger.
Yeah,
basically.
It's an absolutely brilliant twist to cast a 55-year-old guy as the Doctor. Like, it seems obvious, like, if you're an early Doctor Who fan, that the Doctor is an older guy. But I think doing it in the modern era, I think, is a masterstroke. I think it's a fantastic idea.
I agree.
It's going to bring gravitas to the part.
Yeah, but I think mainly the reason was really just strategic. David Tennant was the guy who made it popular in the UK, and Matt Smith was the guy who made it popular globally, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think David Tennant was pretty much did that. Like, I think,
really?
I think David Tennant was the game changer for Doctor Who.
Yeah, okay, sure. Well, he was, because they had just better writing. It was mainly the writing.
I hated
Christopher Eccleston when he came out. But okay, it doesn't matter.
Don't say, I mean, that's a whole minicide of itself. You're wrong. Like, you are actually wrong. Like, Christopher Eccleston was fantastic.
Yeah, well, the reason I hate...
For a variety of reasons, but let's not go into...
Yeah,
we'll
we're not
going to
get
into...
Yeah, sure.
But that is a major point of contention.
All right, fine, it doesn't matter. I think the fan base grew immensely with Matt Smith. And if they had picked someone else, that is, if they had picked a 12th Doctor who was young-ish and
trying
more
to
like
imitate Matt Smith,
exactly, it would have failed. People would have gone, "He's trying to do a Matt Smith and failing because he is not Matt Smith." But they picked someone who is so incredibly disparate.
Modern Doctor Who has never fallen into that trap, though. I mean, Christopher Eccleston, you know, is a law unto himself. And then when they made David Tennant, he was a completely different character. He was this smart, suave, smooth, quite posh Doctor.
Yeah.
And then again, Matt Smith, completely unique. Like a balmy English schoolboy, which was a complete departure from the David Tennant character, who was so in control. He was so all over everything.
Matt Smith is like a child in adult clothing.
Yeah.
Like everything is just kind of wibbly wobbly and too big.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
He's a wunderkind.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Okay, two questions for you, Flappy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, do you reckon that Capaldi will speak with a Scottish accent?
That is an extremely good question.
Yeah, and number two, which previous incarnation of the Doctor do you reckon he will be most like?
Okay, I'm going to say I think he will speak with an English accent,
okay.
because that has been the mode for everyone. I think it would be hard to explain if he was Scottish, and... His Scottish accent, his current Scottish accent, we just heard him speak, isn't particularly strong.
No, it really isn't.
I don't think it'd be much of a departure for him to do an English accent.
He was previously on Doctor Who. He played What's-His-Face in Pompeii.
Yeah.
Did he speak with a British accent at the time?
I think he did. I completely forget. I remember his face. I remember him being in it. I can't remember. Like, we'll have to Google that shit.
Yeah.
To your second question, that's a real killer of a question. I don't necessarily think he's going to be that similar to any of them.
Mm.
But if I had to pick one, it would be Hartnell. I think that this, because it's the 50-year anniversary special, everybody's starting to look back, you know, who back when. I think they probably want to bring back that gruffness, that that selfishness, that, you know, that mean-spirited edge that Hartnell has, which we haven't really, you know, seen that much of since Hartnell. I mean,
Troughton really seems as though Capaldi would be the optimal choice for that.
Yeah, he's the best person possible to... And also, we've had, in the very final episode that we've seen of Matt Smith, we do get hints that the Doctor is about to do something quite nasty.
Yeah.
Or that nastiness has occurred at some point along his time path.
Yeah.
And I think Capaldi's the man to do it. Like, he's the man to bring out that nasty edge the Doctor clearly has, which we haven't seen for like 40 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, he would be very Hartnell-y. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Pick out some other characteristics you think he's going to have. I mean, he's not going to be the same as Hartnell, but I think he will have the edge of Hartnell.
The edge of Hartnell.
The edge of Hartnell. The edge of destruction. Hartnell. Yeah. But I don't think he'll shit over his lines.
No, I don't think so. I think...
Although that would be a great touch. If they started doing Doctor Who's in one takes again. Yeah. Just as like an old-timey reference.
By the way, I don't know when this airs. It's probably going to be quite close to the 50th anniversary. But you know they're doing a documentary about the creation of Doctor Who.
Okay.
And they've got someone playing Hartnell, someone playing Troughton.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that like crazy.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We're going to have a very different point of view on the episodes that we're reviewing right now.
If only they could bring Terry Nation back from the dead so we could speak to him. it would explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, did you have any idea where this was going? I don't think you did.
I don't think you did. Yeah. And what are your thoughts about Blake 7?
Yeah.
Why did that not blow up? Anyway. Okay, I think we may actually already have sort of exhausted this. Shall we?
I think we probably have. We have other podcasts to be recording, people.
Yeah.
I think we've got to get back on track.
Yeah, before we get to that, we have actually received two comments on Facebook, on facebook.com/whobackwhen. Two fans have commented on the question, just what are your thoughts on who the next Doctor is going to be? Mind you, these Facebook comments were left yesterday, so they had no idea.
Yep.
We
all knew it would be Capaldi, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have two comments. One is from Jeff Waddell. Hi, Jeff. He says, anyone but a woman, preferably older.
Yeah.
Jeff, you got your wish.
Quite right.
Yeah, like, well done.
And of course, like, I don't want to go into that too much, but it can't be a woman. And that's no misogyny on my part.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't swing.
Like, it's a great thing about the Doctor that he can change his character, so much in between Doctors.
Yeah.
It would be too big a departure.
That's very true.
Like, it would be such a different character. The whole dynamic of the whole show would change. I think it's a great idea to have a female lead in a sci-fi part.
Mm.
Just not this sci-fi.
I completely agree with you, but the Doctor is such an established character. You just don't mess with it.
No, don't mess with it.
I can't, just before we go to our second comment, Gina, hold on. I was listening to...
Gina is right on, by the way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I was listening to the San Diego Comic-Con Doctor Who panel with The Nerdist.
Of course you were,
Seriously, have a listen to The Nerdist podcast episode on San Diego Comic-Con Doctor Who. Matt Smith is on there. And there's one guy... Dude, if you're listening to this podcast right now, maybe tone it down a little bit. That guy, he asked the question to Matt Smith, like, how do you get an audition? Because he basically fancied himself the next Doctor. I was like...
As I do.
Yeah, well, as we all do. Yeah. And he was a little bit too full on because he genuinely believes that he's going to be the next Doctor. I'm sorry, guy, that you didn't get it, but you know what, Capaldi's not a bad choice and you should maybe audition then next time, give it 3 years. But he was then in turn asked the question, what do you think like would be a good idea to do with like the having a female Doctor, having a some ethnic minority play the Doctor, etc.
I could have lived with an ethnic minority.
Yeah, me too.
Not a female.
But he had a freaking fantastic idea. He said he would like to see himself as the Doctor being hit by some sort of energy blast that separates him him into various potential incarnations of himself, including a female doctor, like a Far Eastern doctor.
And then they fight to the death.
No.
Anyway,
like, and all of them having to collaborate, and you get to see the doctor in all of these different versions that people have said, like, oh, we would. I mean, people were saying we want to see Helen Mirren as the new doctor and stuff like that. Towards the end of the episode, he would be blasted with the same radiation, and they would all go back and become him again, basically.
That's a great idea,
to be honest.
It is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Like, I could totally live with something like that.
Yeah.
But just a note, the Helen Mirren thing was a total misnomer. The only reason Helen Mirren was being spoken about is because she said that she wouldn't mind seeing a female
doctor. Yeah.
But that was all. That was literally, like, this press thing went so wild about the new Doctor Who that even just that one little comment from her made her, like, 50-1 as a bookie.
Yeah,
like, everybody was so on this time.
I know.
But it was never going to be Helen Mirren.
No, absolutely not. Actually, hang on. Wait, one more thing before we get onto Gina's comments. Gina, hang on one more minute.
We're still here.
Yeah. We're still listening. Don't worry. We're going to get you. In previous incarnations, or previous regenerations, rather,
mm-hmm.
we haven't known beforehand who the Doctor's going to be. They haven't done, like, a special announcement.
No, there hasn't. It's been a surprise on the day.
Yeah, exactly. When Matt Smith was made the Doctor, and then, like, cut.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, it was at the end of a series, and
yeah.
at the very
we
end...
We got to see his face,
and like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on?
Who is that dude?
Correct me if I'm wrong,
he then came back in, like, the Christmas special, and we got to know him properly or something.
I'm trying to remember. But you get, like, 3 months to churn over it.
Exactly.
And, like, get ready.
And, like, Wikipedia him and whatever.
Maybe it was just that they knew this was... I mean, this is a great choice. Like, I doubt many people are going to be very upset with this. This is a really good choice.
Yeah.
I think maybe they've done it because... they know the reaction's going to be good. Like, with Matt Smith, they could show it at the end of the series, let people ingest the face just for a little bit,
yeah.
and then get excited about him. Whereas Peter Capaldi's a little bit, well, he's a lot more established than Matt Smith was.
On the other hand, they did that exact thing with John Hurt. John Hurt, who is super established, everyone knows who John Hurt is.
Well, yes.
They flash his face,
Hollywood A-list.
John Hurt, as... Introducing John Hurt as the Doctor.
Yeah.
Cut.
Which was sick.
I am so looking forward to the 50th. Okay, dude, do you want to read Gina's comment?
Absolutely. Gina says, it doesn't matter who they choose, because Doctor Who fans hate him or her in the beginning anyway, until we actually see them in the part. For a show that is defined by change, fans do hate change.
Gina Guerrero, you could not be more right.
That is absolutely all over it. And as I was saying to you, I mean, you disagreed again because you hated Eccleston. I even didn't like David Tennant. I was like, who is this young, like, good-looking guy? I only know him from having played Casanova. This is such a sellout. Like, I hated him to begin with. But he quickly won me round. Second episode in, I was like, okay, this is going to be a wild ride.
Can I just say, as a disclaimer, I was not pleased with Christoph Eccleston, because to me, Christoph Eccleston, he wasn't around for long enough to be like, first of all. And secondly, I was still very much locked in the mindset of, no, Tom Baker, that's the kind of guy who should play Doctor Who. He shouldn't be this wannabe cool guy in a leather jacket running around with some bimbo.
I think what Christopher Eccleston did for Doctor Who is what Capaldi is about to do for Doctor Who.
Revamp him entirely.
Well, yes, but more to the point, bring him back to that surly, gruff Doctor that we like to see a bit of. Doctor Who has gone a little bit soft. Like, with David Tennant, we had, like, a love story.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a proper, like, romance. And then with Matt Smith,
Matt Smith is just so incredibly charismatic that it is impossible to dislike him.
But he's very young, it's all very light, it's all very soft. And I think with Capaldi, we're going back to a stronger, more manly Doctor, which is what Christopher Eccleston was doing. I mean, I think the Doctor Who ratings, like, at the point it was cancelled...
I am getting goosebumps on my scrotum, picturing in my brain hole Peter Capaldi looking into the camera and going, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry.
Like, because he's quite old, he's got quite droopy eyes anyway.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on the point of crying. He's got that Scottish redness to his face. Like, it's going to be intense. When he gets upset, it's going to get really intense.
Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, getting back to the Christopher Eccleston point,
yeah.
I think part of the reason the show got cancelled and it was because it got too soft. You know, Sylvester McCoy was so silly and it was like... I think people started to take it not so seriously and people weren't really feeling the pain and the hurt. And with Christopher Eccleston, it became harder again. It became gruffer again. He was a tough northern bastard.
I didn't think the writing was strong enough in the beginning. But to be fair, it was the very beginning of a reboot. It was still redefining itself. Exactly. I'm not saying that Christopher Eccleston is a bad actor or whatever.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that first year of Doctor Who, the 2005 Doctor Who, it was still looking for itself and it hadn't found itself. And when it came to Tennant, they had just nailed the tone. And they started nailing the tone with Eccleston, totally.
I think Eccleston...
Also, I'm not a huge Rose fan. I'm going to say it. I'm not a huge Rose fan.
We'll come to that.
Yeah.
I think the Eccleston era... I mean, I think Christopher Eccleston was only ever going to do it for 1 year. I mean, I think that was known from the beginning. And I think he came in to do a job. I think he came in to do the job of reasserting Doctor Who as a serious sci-fi drama. Because I think it had kind of lost its way a little in that sense.
I wonder if he's...
And I think he did the job.
Yeah, but I wonder if Eccleston is pleased with the Doctor in general. You never get to see him commenting on the Doctor. You didn't get to see him interviewed on the special today.
He doesn't get involved. I mean, he's a proper serious actor.
Yeah, he's in Hollywood and stuff. Well, when he's not here, he lives like up the hill.
Really?
Yeah, I told you. The freaking 10th Doctor jogged past me a couple of months ago, and I was like, oh my god!
What did you do?
Nothing. I froze. I did not... I know!
Yeah.
I should have grabbed him by his lapels, even though he was jogging, he was wearing like a t-shirt. I should have grabbed him by his t-shirt and gone, dude, in approximately 3 months' time, my buddy Flappy and I are going to start a Doctor Who podcast, and you need to be honest.
And I'm going to rip on you. I'm here to defend you, Christopher. I think Christopher Eccleston, like, he was such a class actor, and that was another departure for the Doctor Who, like, series, is that they got in a proper actor.
Yeah.
And after him, they got in David Tennant, who's like a proper Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
Like, I think he started a good thing. I think Eccleston was the right guy for a reboot.
By the way, William Hartnell, super respectable actor.
Yeah, super respectable. Yeah. Not too good at remembering his lines, apparently.
Well, maybe they just...
Maybe they're all that bad, but everybody else gets the benefit of a few takes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No dice, dude. No dice. No dice, Bill.
There's only so much film. Yeah.
Another disclaimer just about Eccleston is I haven't seen those episodes in 8 years.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've only seen the Eccleston episodes once.
Because you don't have a TV. No, I see reruns all the time.
Like, dude, I have every single episode of Doctor Who ever made.
Yes, I know.
But I have not watched those. I haven't watched any of the rebooted episodes. Not even the Matt Smith ones, twice. I've seen them all once.
Well, as I say, I actually have a television. So it comes on, like, Watch or Really or one of those, like, cable TV programs. Obviously, as everybody knows, there's nothing is ever on the TV. So if there's a rerun of Doctor Who, I'll just have it on in the background while I'm typing. Like,
fair enough.
Just because it's nice. Yeah. It's soothing. So
you've seen them quite recently, like now and then?
Most of them. I have seen more than once, yeah.
Okay.
Most of them.
Well, I haven't seen Eccleston as the Doctor in 8 years. So, you know, if you're a fan of this show, wait approximately 2.5 years when we catch up with Eccleston. And then very possibly, in fact, very likely, I will change my opinion of him.
Okay.
At the time, I was just shocked because he was such a departure from my Doctor.
Well,
you know?
Okay.
So, you know, Chris, if you're listening to this, don't worry about it.
I think Gina has you worked out. I think you just hated him just because.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree, dude. I said this before we press record.
And the only difference was most people get into the new Doctor after a couple of episodes.
It took me one season.
It took you the entire season and you never got over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's precisely spot on.
Yeah, okay.
Well done.
Well done, Gina. So, I mean, I guess because I was uninitiated at the time, that was why Eccleston worked for me.
Sure.
And continues to work.
Mm.
And it's just been a steep upward curve ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, shall we wrap this up?
I think we should.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to upload it immediately.
Yes.
And then, spoiler alert, we're going to record the review of the Aztecs. So, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, it's
going to
be heavy.
Fans, thank you so much for listening. Jeff and Gina, thank you so much for your comments. Everyone else, if you agree or disagree with anything we've said, in fact, Jeff and Gina, if you agree or disagree with anything we've said, anyone, leave a comment on whobackwhen.com/whatever this is. And
And do you know what? I would just like to say to everyone out there, congratulations. You have a fantastic new Doctor.
Yeah.
As we all do.
Oh, my God.
And we can all share in the Capaldi beauty for at least the next 3 years. I'm hoping more like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah. And he'll get better with age.
I know. You will. Yeah. Like a fine wine, you'll age well.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/whobackwhen. Vote for us on Reddit. Follow us on Google Plus. We're now on Google Plus.
Always.
Yeah, there's a link on whobackwhen.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan too.
Yeah, wow.
Go figure. And yeah, tweet us, etc., etc. Check the show notes for details. Shamalama ding dong.
You didn't give me a chance. All right, bye, people.
Bye bye. Rock on.
Whobackwhen.